Hello, loves. Are you ready to embark on a soul-stirring adventure? If you are, hell yes. If not, well, get ready, babes. Because at Love Lighthouse, we are all about starting the transformative journey of healing and awakening to the true you. So let's go. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Do you ever wonder when it's time to let certain people out of your life? When to say goodbye and move on? I know this is a hard subject for people because it can be really painful, right? But today we're going to go into when it's time to fire your friends and hire new ones. All right, this may sound harsh, I know, but the truth is when you choose to grow, sometimes people in your life don't. They go, I am not moving. I am not moving. I'm not changing. I'm not shifting. I'm not growing. And you are on a path of growth. Most likely you are because you're listening to this channel. So I know that you are. But when you want to move and you want to grow and you want to shift, sometimes that change can be so painful because you start to move and elevate and that people in your life, these can be friends, family members, this can even be your intimate partner. And it's a time when that shift can start to get painful because you start to notice it more. It's not hard when you don't notice. Like, you know that saying, ignorance is bliss? Well, that's true. It's very true. But when you start to see things, you can't unsee them. And so you start to notice things. When you shift and you change and you grow, you start to see things within people around you that it gets kind of painful because it's hard to stay there and hang in there longer. I know for me, I felt this with my career, with the last job I was at, with the career I was in before. I got to a place where it was almost painful to stay there because I knew it was time for me to move on. There were things that I saw within the pharmaceutical industry that I wasn't cool with, and it was time to let go, to cut those ties. Now, I know today we're talking about friendships, but this can apply to anything in your life. This can apply to your career, to your job, to your coworkers, to your family, any of that, any relationship or something that is time to move on from, this will be relevant to any area of your life. So what happens is you get to a crossroads in your life and you got to make a choice. And sometimes that choice is scary because it's when we know things are going to change, then that is hard. Or if we've been friends with people for decades, that can be like, well, of course, I'm never going to not be friends with them. But if you realized what it was costing you, you would make a change, or you would at least really, really consider it, because your life will be so blessed for it. And then you can also inspire them. You can inspire them to make a change, for them to grow, for them to shift. But if you stay in your own little comfort zone and never make any moves on your own, and you stayed down in those same old ruts with the people that are staying in their ruts, then you're not helping anyone, right? So I know that it can also feel really painful because when you feel like you're judging others, or you feel like you're leaving them behind, or you feel like, you know, I'm growing and I'm seeing these things within my people that I've been friends with for years. And it's like, it almost feels terrible for you to go, well, I don't like this anymore. I don't like these things within them that are not honoring them. And I want to move on, because that can feel really bad because it feels like you're judging them. But judgment can be good and it can be bad. It can be good in the sense of making judgment calls, of having that intuition and making good decisions. We all have to make decisions. And in order to make decisions, we have to make judgment calls. And so that can be a really good thing. But you do get to that crossroads and you get to choose, like, hey, I'm on this train and we're moving and we're going to a really awesome place. in our life. And are you coming or are you getting out? And so some of the people in your life are going to get off the train, and that's going to be hard. But today we're going to go into three reasons to know when it's time to make a change. And then I'm going to go into, stay for the end, because I'm going to go into three. Now that you fire people, you're going to go, okay, well, now I have space for new friends. And I'm going to tell you how to make new friends and how to really call in your tribe and have an amazing, successful, supportive, like-minded tribe in your life. Very life-changing when we do that, right? So going into three reasons to know it's time to make a change. The first reason is victim mentality. Victims hang out with victims. It's just the way it is. I used to be a victim. Like, looking back on my life, I'll totally fully own it and admit it. Like, I look back on things and I'm like, oh my gosh, Jen, you were totally rooted in victimhood. And of course I didn't know it, because when you're in it, you don't see it. But that's the way it is. And your vibe attracts your tribe, and your, you know, birds of a feather flock together. And so winners hang out with winners, and victims hang out with victims. So the opposite of a victim to me is someone that takes responsibilities for their creations. That is the most simple and on point way for me to think of it, of like, oh my gosh, a victim is someone who thinks, oh man, this person did this to me, or I can't do it because of the economy, or poor me, I had this happen. And they just go on and on and on about all the reasons why God is against them, the world is against them, their friends are against them, their boss is against them, whatever their story is. But that's a victim, is just spinning in that negativity and that drama where they're always complaining about their life. Is there someone you can think about? You most likely have someone that is coming to mind right now. And so when we are in a space of creation, so someone who is a creator, and they're in, well, we're all creators. We all create based off of what we have in our mind, what you think about, you bring about. But with that, if you're owning your creations, when something happens in your life, instead of going, oh my gosh, that person did that, you go, huh, you step back and you look at it and you go, oh, okay, I can use this as a clue to what I'm creating. And you take full ownership of that. And boy, can that be frustrating. It can be so frustrating, because when you own your creations, sometimes I'm just like, I'm still creating that. And that can be frustrating, because I have studied the law of attraction and how we manifest for so long. And so I know that we create. And so I've worked on so many things. I've shifted so many areas of my life. The most important areas of my life I have shifted. And that is so awesome. And it makes me feel so happy and full of joy. The number one is my marriage and my relationship with my husband. When I was in a level of victimhood, that was a miserable marriage, because I was constantly looking to my husband to validate me. I was constantly conjuring up these things in my mind in a space of fear. I couldn't truly feel his love or trust him because I was in victimhood. But then once I started to understand what I was creating, when I was conjuring up these things in my mind, worrying about that he might hurt me one day, then I realized I was creating these issues. I was creating problems and walls between us. Well, when I started to shift that, then I started to see how loving and loyal and kind and amazing he is. And we started to heal together as a couple. And I think that that is the hardest area of someone's life to shift, because it's so near and dear to their heart. And so I know I've shifted so many areas of my life, but every once in a while, we all have things that we can constantly be working on. Nobody has every single thing they want, I don't think. I mean, some people might, but there's always something more and something more to call in and another layer, which is what makes the game of life fun and interesting. But one story that I've really tried to work on is that I catch and I'm like, dang it, I still have that. And that is that there's not a lot of time for me. And so that's something that I work on a lot, where I have 4 children, I have a husband, I have clients, I've got a lot of people in my life. I'll be like, oh, okay, I have this window of hours. And then someone will call me, one of my kids will call me, or my husband will call me, and they'll be like, hey, I forgot this. Can you bring me something to my school or to the football field or whatever? And it's just, that's just an example of how that story that I don't ever have time for myself is, that's how it's showing up, right? So I'm giving you that as an example of, if you're in a space of victimhood, then you would be like, oh my gosh, they always need me. And you'd be pointing the finger at them. But when you're in a space of knowing that you're a creator, then you go, I still have that story. Geez, okay, let's work on this. And you start to shift and work on that at your pace. So that's what a creator does versus a victim. Another thing that creators do is they don't feel sorry for others either. They respect the journey. And so when they observe someone else experiencing something, they don't go, oh, poor so-and-so. They go, oh, that's what they want to experience now. That's their journey. I see what they're doing. And they don't take pity on other people. That's the difference in that victim mentality. So maybe you have some victim friends around you. There's probably someone coming to your mind, but I know that for me, I was a victim and I was surrounded by a lot of victims as well. And so as you shift and you change, then that starts to change too. The second reason to know if you need to fire a friend out of your life is if they're really needy. If you have people in your life that need you, you know, the people where they're like, oh my gosh, this happened. And they beeline it to the phone. They call you and they're like, where are you? I need you. I need you. I need you. Okay. Someone else coming to mind for you when I say that? Ask yourself, why do you allow that? Okay, maybe this is a sister or a niece or a friend of yours that they need you and they beeline it for you on a constant basis. Now, I get when we go through things, I am all about sisterhood. I grew up with 5 sisters, nieces, an entourage of friends around me. I love sisterhood. I love women. I have had an entourage of support in my own life. And I love that. And I believe in that. But there's a difference in you having a moment of something going on in your life. Maybe one of your parents are passing away, or something's happening with one of your children that you just need some support, right? But I'm saying, like, on a constant basis, like, okay, it's Monday and so-and-so is, maybe you have a girlfriend who's having another dramatic meltdown. And so she's calling you, and then she's calling you again the next day or the next week. And it's an ongoing thing. You know the difference. Okay. So ask yourself why you allow that. What is that? Does it validate you and make you feel good? I know for me, I recognize that. That was one for me where I felt needed and that felt good. But then once I started to shift out of that victimhood, it didn't feel good. It felt overwhelming and exhausting because I started to really want them to shift out of their victimhood, the people in my life. And I believe a true friend is one who pushes you to a place of empowerment. And sometimes leaving might be the best choice, because if they choose to stay in your life and you're not willing to move and shift and grow into empowerment, then maybe by them leaving, you will feel it and you'll start to make some shifts. But by them just, you know, codependence and that enabling, by them just staying there and allowing you to constantly use them as a crutch, then maybe you will grow if they leave and you'll see it. Maybe you'll snap out of it because of the pain of that situation, of that breakup, of that friendship or relationship, but maybe not. Maybe those people they're needing you so badly. Maybe they'll just, if you leave their life and fire them as a friend, maybe they'll just go find someone else to need. They'll find another person to call and throw all their stuff on every day or every week. And so that's not your worry. Your main thing is to see when people in your life are in a space of victimhood, when they're in a space of really needing you. And when you see that, you go, ah, I don't want this anymore. Hey guys, if you are enjoying today's podcast, I invite you to come and be a part of my tribe. We go deeper into all of these kinds of topics. You can find out all the details at awakenwithjen.com. I will also drop the link in the show notes. I can't wait to see you there and let's grow together. The third reason to fire friends, and this one's a big one, is if they gossip. If they're always gossiping about other people and telling you secrets about other people or things that they wouldn't say in front of that person, things that feel icky and gnarly. I always tell my kids, you always know who to trust as a friend. You always know who is a good friend, who's trustworthy, who's loyal. If they talk to you about your other friends or their other friends, then they're definitely talking about you. Okay, they're doing the same thing to you. So you are not the exception to someone's character, ever. Okay, you are not the exception to someone's character. So if that's their character where they're showing up, I've made this mistake where I thought I was the exception because I thought certain people in my life, I was like, oh, I see how they are. I see how they are with, you know, their husband, their friends, their siblings, all of the other people in their life. I see how they show up and how they talk about them, but that's not how they feel about me, right? I'm in a different bucket. They feel different about me. They love me, right? Well, don't they love their husband too? And don't they love their siblings and their, yes, they love them also, right? But that's their character. And so you're not the exception. So that was painful at times when I found out I wasn't the exception. And that is something to teach your children. You know, you don't want, they don't want to kick it with friends that are talking about everyone else. I recently had my daughter, we went and picked up one of her friends. Her friend gets in the car, and you can learn a lot about your kids and their friends when you're driving and they're in the car and you're paying attention. Many times parents aren't, they're just zoned out listening to their music or, you know, talking on the phone or whatever, but that's a valuable time. So pay attention and take advantage of it, of just observing, you know. And so I'm just driving and I'm hearing conversation in the back seat. And this girl gets in the car and she automatically starts talking trash about their friend group. Tells me a lot. So obviously I didn't call her out on the carpet in the car, but later I had a conversation with my daughter and I said, hey, honey, just so you know, I wouldn't share information and I would take that. I would see that at face value. And so I'm not telling you not to be friends with this girl, but maybe just kind of keep it at arm's length because that's not a trustworthy trait. And you certainly should not do that ever to your other friends around people, because that's part of a character that you do not want to show up with. So these people might be great actors in your life and you might think you're the exception, but eventually it will show. It will show its true colors. So all you really need is you. Don't look to others for validation. I know this is a whole nother podcast that we could go into, but focus on your own growth. And you don't need to get out a list and start judging, making a list of like who's going to make your cut or not as a friend, but just become aware of how you feel around others. Don't just say, oh, that's just how they are, and like brush it off and be like, you know, I know they talk about everybody and all their stuff and they say mean things. That's just how they are. Or maybe they're in a space of victimhood. Oh, that's just how they are. that is costing you. And when you learn to be strong and let go of people in your life, even if it's hard, your life will change and shift and be blessed. And maybe there's not people. Maybe you're not surrounded by any of these people. Most likely you are. But if you're not, that's awesome. But they might need to be fired out of your life. Or maybe you just need less interaction with them and spend more time and energy on the people that are going places and you can rise together. So just take that into account and just become aware of people that are doing those things in your life. Okay, three ways to make new friends. Now that you've fired, you now have room for you to hire some new friends, most likely, right? So I've heard people say, you know, it's hard to make new friends as an adult. If that's your story, it's going to be hard. So don't say that story, number one, because we are creators. So if you go, oh, it's hard to meet people. Well, okay. And so it is. That's what the universe will reward you with if that's what you're creating and that's your story. So first thing, you know, start saying it's easy. It's easy for me to make new friends and that. But number one is to go to new places. If you go to the same old places that you've always been, let's say you go to like a certain restaurant or club or bar or a certain friend's house, and that's just like your routine that you've done year after year after year, and you're really wanting to grow and shift and change and elevate and meet new people, well, you got to go to new places. So most likely there's not new people going to the same old places, right? So you got to branch out. Okay. Number two, join groups, clubs, and community, such as pickleball. This is something that me and my girlfriends have been talking about lately is figuring out how to like learning how to play pickleball. None of us know how. I'm sure we're going to look silly at first, maybe, but it sounds fun. And so we're figuring that out. We're going to check it out. Or maybe join a women's finance group or a personal growth group or something that you can do that's joining a new group, right? And you don't have to go alone. Let's say that you're like, oh my gosh, that's so scary. Well, you can grab a friend or a sister or someone in your life, but now you're meeting new people together. So great way to meet new people. Okay, number three, the last one is to get out of your comfort zone. So when you go to those places, don't be afraid to go over and introduce yourself. Like if you're at a seminar and you see some woman that smiles at you, or maybe you're a man and you branch out of your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to text someone that you admire and ask them to meet for brunch or coffee and just talk about, you know, hey, I admire you and I see what you're doing on social media and I would love to get to know you better. Get out of your comfort zone. I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen, right? They say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy right now, or they never respond. Oh, well, remember, all you need is you, okay? So knowing that there are ways to go branch out, and it's really honestly super easy to meet new people if that's your story. But I remember, I'm going to end with this. I remember one time when my husband and I, we were really in a space of, we were desiring so much to shift our life, to change. We had gone through hell and back in our marriage of just going through it and trying to figure out how to finally heal from all the things we'd gone through in our past before we ever even met each other. We were 30 years old, basically, when my husband and I met. And so we'd gone through a lot of stuff in our own lives individually. And I mean, it took us many years to learn and grow and really bring down our walls and trust each other. And I remember as we were in that space, we had this conversation. We were like, hey, should we have people over this weekend? And we were very social. We had people over all the time. We had lots of friends and neighbors and family. And we looked at each other and we were like, yeah, I'd like that. And one of us said, well, who should we have over? And as we contemplated, like who are people that we want to be around right now that have healthy relationships, that we have stuff in common, that people that talk about opportunities that are funny, that we feel inspired by. Because now that we were at that, in that space of growth, we were desiring that because that's what we wanted to do. That's what we wanted to be. And we looked around and we were like, we came up empty. We were like, we don't even know who to invite over. And so it was a space of transition for us. And so if that's where you're at right now, that's okay. Now, fast forward, we have so many opportunities. We have so many people around us that we love being around and have great relationships that we are inspired by, that we can get together and laugh until our sides hurt. And that's awesome, right? But just start to see, because you have to see in order to make any changes. First, you have to become aware. And if you are someone who's looking for community, I invite you to come to my community. We have such a beautiful group of like-minded people in Awaken that are learning and growing together. And we meet every single week on Zoom. And then we also have meetups that we meet together physically. We have our annual event that happens in March of every year. And that's a big event. And then we have other meetups that are less formal and they're more casual and chill. So we have one coming up in September that is a meetup. We're going to do a numerology party and that's going to be fun. We're going to get together and we're going to eat good food and we're going to visit and, you know, have drinks and be able to go over our numerology and learn together and tell stories and laugh and that. So click the link and come and be a part of it. If you're not local, that's okay too. You can plan on coming to the annual event. A lot of people fly in for that. I'm in Utah. And then every single week, you can get to know people in the group in Awaken. So thanks for being here. Hopefully you had some ahas and, you know, maybe it's time to get out that list and fire someone. And you're going places. So keep going and have a fabulous week. Bye for now. If this podcast means something to you, it would mean so much to us if you would be willing to take 30 seconds to do these three things. First, can you please follow or subscribe to Love Lighthouse? Following helps you because you'll never miss an episode, and it helps us because we won't miss you. To do this, just go to the Love Lighthouse show page on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And then just tap the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner or click on follow. This is the most important thing you can do for Love Lighthouse. While you're there, if you'd be willing to give us a 5-star rating and review, and then share this episode with someone you love. Thank you so much, dear. I'll see you next time.